Welcome back. Welcome back. Midday with Marcus Maben. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. These days of summer couldn't get any better for me, at least. These days of summer couldn't get any better for Brendan McKay. These days of summer could not get any worse for our man Phil Jackson. And our days could not get any better for our man in the studio, in the booth, Brian Hall. Brian, what's going on?
Life is good back here. You know, I'm excited to finally be back on my normal schedule today, so we'll see. And, you know, there's a lot of good things to talk about today. I mean, as if you heard in my Sports Center, a lot of local news going on right
now. It is, Brian, but listen here, Brian. You had the opportunity right just now to make a nice, smooth transition into the humble brag. Because people who listen to this show, listen, Brian would talk so much more if I let him. But I sit there and I get all excited and I cut Brian off so fast because I spend all my time setting up these shows, and then my man Brian has the opportunity to be great and he doesn't take advantage. Brian Hall, you opened a letter.
I did, in my
presence, right?
Yeah.
And this letter that you opened in my presence was the definition of made it my top of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, will you please take advantage of this opportunity to stunt, for lack of a better word, to floss, to high side,
to
rub it in their nose. Brian, please take it away.
I believe I got an envelope this morning addressed from the University of Louisville Sports Information Office. I'm a little bit weary.
The Sports Information Office?
I'm like, oh, no, what did I do? You know, am I going to get in trouble?
What did you say on the radio that's got everybody all up in arms?
That's what I was worried about. So I open it up. It's addressed to me, and it's signed at the bottom. Sincerely, with actual signatures, at least they look actual, real.
Don't do that. Don't question the genuine nature of your signature.
It says, sincerely, from Tom Jurich, the vice president of athletics, and from Kenny Klein, the senior associate athletic director of media relations. Now, when I start this letter, it is addressed to Brian Hall from 93.9 The Ville.
To Brian Hall of 93.9 The Ville. Listen to this, people.
Yes, yes. It says, we would like to invite you to participate as a guest in our 19th annual Cardinal Press Box Classic Golf Tournament on Monday, July 31st at the University of Louisville Golf Club. And it is, we hope you will be able to join this annual social event for media paired with our coaches and staff to embark on the promises of another exciting athletic season at the University of Louisville and in the ACC.
See what I'm saying,
people? So it says that we'll tee off at 9 o'clock and a shotgun start. There'll be food and drinks and a shirt and all this. But there's no mention of any price of the event. So our very own Mark Hebert happens to be walking by, who does U of L today on Monday and Tuesday nights at 6 o'clock.
Shout out to Mark Hebert.
Yeah.
Brilliant
and
man.
And he is obviously directly connected with the University of Louisville. And I asked him about this event, and I said, there's no cost on it. Like, what...
You sound so ghetto right there. I don't see a price on this thing.
There's no cash register at the end.
Right.
So I'm kind of wondering, you know, what is the gig here? And so I asked him. He said, you know what? It's a free event for the media members. It's a event where we invite you out to participate.
Yes.
And it's more of a thank you.
Do you know what that means, Brian? That means, let me ask you this question before we move forward at all. Brian, you have produced for many other shows.
I have.
You have produced with many other people. You have been a part of much of the 93.9 process.
I have.
Outside of being producer Brian Hall from Midday with Marcus Maben show, when you were working with those other guys, did you ever get this letter invite?
No.
You did you ever get your props and respect like you have now?
No, I guess that's what it takes to get to the top is to stick by Marcus.
You see what I'm saying, people? The trajectory of joining the Midday with Marcus, just ask Steve Rubin, just ask Brian Hall, just ask 502 Cafe, just ask Derwin Webb. Ask people, if you partner up with Midday with Marcus Maben, the ceiling is the roof.
The ceiling is the roof.
Right? So people, listen, imagine how giddy Brian was making that next step.
Yeah.
Imagine how proud.
I feel like I made it.
Imagine how proud I was to see how happy Brian was. These are the good feelings that permeate through the studio. Now speaking.
Well, hold on. Let's say though. Okay, is a great gesture from the University of Louisville.
You're damn right
Note, for the people out there,
you gonna get serious on us a little
just
bit?
Just to realize that the university takes care of its you know, media members and different people that are involved
always
with the athletic program. So it's a good gesture from the University of Louisville, and I appreciate the invite.
That was serious.
Yeah.
You see, we were all worked up and we were having a good time. That was serious.
Yeah.
Right? You really felt a little.
Well,
something.
It's good to see to know that the university is out there taking care of the people who take care of them. Like, you know, it's a, like you said, yeah, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
Yeah, it's a good relationship.
Yeah.
Listen, and speaking,
it's a nice gesture.
Speaking of good feelings and nice gestures and scratching my back and scratching yours, I just need to make sure you're ready, Brian. Don't worry about that. But you need to be ready because I might need some information from you. Oh my God. Louisville baseball's very own Brandon McKay, people. Oh my God, people. Record-setting baseball professional contract bonus. People, that dude, Brandon McKay, just hit it big. Brian Hall, when I say these numbers out loud, I stutter. Brian Hall, I'm a professional most days. But Brian Hall, I'm going to need you to give me, I'll cut it down a little bit for you. I need you to say these numbers out loud.
Money, money, money. Well, Brandon McKay, the record up until this year was Chris Bryant with the Chicago Cubs, which
that
a lot
Chris
of people
Bryant.
Are familiar with Chris
that
Bryant.
Chris Bryant, people.
Chris Bryant signed a $6.7 million bonus in 2013. That record was broke this year, but not by Brandon McKay. It was broke by Kyle Wright. He is a pitcher for Vanderbilt.
Great pitcher.
Yeah, he was a first-round pick of the Atlanta Braves this year. He signed a $7 million bonus, but it just happened to be before Brandon McKay signed his, because Kyle Wright held that record for maybe a couple days, and then Brandon McKay signed a $7 million, $7,500 bonus.
Say it again, Brian.
$7 million. $7,500 bonus, breaking Kyle Wright's record by $7,500.
People,
that's basically, let me sign on this dotted line and hand me a $7 million check.
People, if you have children right now, if you have anybody under the age of 10 and you're listening to Midday with Marcus Maben, and you're not outside with your children playing baseball, you're doing it all wrong. I mean, I'm sorry, people. Like, what do you want me to say? Your kid needs to play baseball right now. Not tomorrow. Not I need to go to the store and buy him a glove or buy him some clothes. Right now. In the house. We're talking about stretching. We're talking about rubber band stretching. We're talking about get this kid off the Xbox, off the PlayStation. You don't get to do MLB at home. You don't get no more internet, child of mine. You get no TV. You get no internet. You get nothing that makes you happy. You get a baseball and a bat, and you get a field of dreams. $7 million signing bonus. I mean, Brandon McKay is a laser focused human. He's not like a super freak athlete. Like, I'm sorry, I love you, Brandon. You're not a super freak athlete. You're a very, very well built young man, though. No doubt about that. But Brandon McKay, $7 million investment, people. That's just absolutely ridiculous. I'm glad I could let that music. Listen, this was worth it just to listen to the music for a little bit in the background. But this is a talk radio show, and I do have to check the call logs. Butch, thanks for joining me on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Marcus.
Good morning, Butch.
That's a good day to be a Rays fan, which I am.
Ooh, I'm listening.
But as I just told Brian, if you are trying to like baseball and you're going to root for the Rays because of Brendan McKay, he's going to be gone in a couple of years from Tampa Bay.
That sounds a little bit jilted. Are you the jilted Rays fan?
Nah, man. Well, I liked them when they were the Devil Rays, when they used to lose 100 games a year before Joe Maddon got there. But the only person that they have managed to keep is Evan Longoria. I mean, everybody else, all the superstars went to Yankees, Red Sox, Dodgers, everywhere else. So,
Butch,
good day to be Brendan McKay, but, you know, I'm a realistic Rays fan. They're going to lose him, and I'm surprised that Longoria has made it this long with him.
Oh, man, so Butch, I appreciate the call. You see what happens, people. I don't like making referendums on individual human beings, but Butch, our resident caller, Butch, is a 100% case study of all that's right with the world and simultaneously all that's wrong with the world. My man, the greatest college baseball player to ever lace up his cleats, Brendan McKay. Pitcher, hitter, extraordinaire, has just signed for $7,500.36. Right? He just signed for that, and he just came. He dropped spots in the draft order because of his demands. And the fan of the Rays, who knows this kid McKay is a problem, got him signed and on his team, right? Mm-hmm. The ink is still wet on the contract. And Butch calls in and says, well, yeah. Well, he's probably only going to be around here for 3 or 4 years because all the superstars. You're looking at impending doom 3 or 4 years down the line. Who does that, Brian?
Small market teams. Ooh. That's who does it. The Reds fans do it, too.
Who does that?
Apparently Butch does.
Butch? Like, I don't know if that's passion or that's just perplexing, you know, just.
I think he's just facing the facts of his team.
No, that's fine, but that's the facts for, like, where is your positive energy? Where is your hope? Where is your Brendan McKay may change the course of history? We see it all the time. Like, the LeBron signing that changes history of the Cleveland sports fan,
yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And LeBron's a once-in-a-lifetime, you know, guy. Brendan McKay is the best baseball player in college baseball history. If you don't have faith in a guy like that changing the fortunes and changing the way the Rays do things, what do you believe in life? Right?
I don't know. I guess we're questioning his fanhood right now.
Back to the original point, people, if you're listening to Midday with Marcus Maben and you're blessed enough to have little tykes running around, little children, stop letting them play anything that's fun and make them play baseball. And I'm not talking about the fun baseball. I'm not talking about T-ball. I'm talking about if you don't take your child outside and give him the high cheese, right now, I'm talking about brush your little three-year-old back from the plate. If they can hold a bat, they can swing a bat. If they can swing a bat, they can start learning to play baseball. You hit them with the inside knuckler. You brush them back off the plate. You give them every bit of whatever you can, especially you young dads, you 20, 6-year-old dads, you know, that got that spry energy. You better take your, you know what? Not just dads either. Pardon me. You need to take the Mrs. Jackson, Lamar Jackson's mom's route. Mm-hmm. Take your kid out there and work them.
Mm-hmm.
Work them because they're.
See, I bet Brennan McKay makes it to the majors in year two, and I bet he makes his debut. I don't know, against somebody probably like a Cameron Maybin and strikes him out.
Oh, man.
And then you got a whole situation on your hands.
And
then you got that back and forth. Who do you want to go for?
No, nah, that's not even a question. Like, Brandon McKay, you're done. Right?
Gotta go for family.
you run up on Cameron Maybin, you are finished. And Cameron's balling right now.
So does the whole narrative change happens?
Let me send Cam a text right now. I need to get him to call. What time is it in California right now?
It is like 6:20.
Yeah.
He might still be asleep.
Or he might still be
partying.
Yeah. Who knows? Hey, don't be accusing my cousin of being out partying.
Yeah, I didn't mean that.
But you get the point. We are at a point where it's the only smart investment in life is go give your kid. And people, while I'm being funny, I'm not. Because I do remember, hey, uncle, can I ride with y'all to the park? Because there's a court about a mile up the street. So when my uncle, Cameron Maben's dad, Rudy Maybin, was taking Cameron up there, right, I would walk up the street and go play basketball. And when we would get together at the end of it, or when I would, you know, lead a court, you know, he maybe give me a time. And by the time I got to where they were working out at, I'd see Cameron like almost misty-eyed. A little baby Cameron Maybin, you know what I'm saying? Misty-eyed. It's too fast. I can hear my uncle now. Nah, Cam, ball ain't going to hit you. You know, even if it is, you'll be all right. You know? Right, like actually say.
So he would take you out of the park, you go to the basketball court, and he'd go to the baseball field?
Yes, yes, and work out a baby. And keep in mind, Uncle Rudy is 6'4", 217, Adonis.
Toughed him up quick.
Adonis-looking human being, right? He looks like Cameron Maybin looks now, right?
Yeah.
That's how he looked when I was young. But the point being, I remember him teaching him, listen, if that's the plate, son, you got to get in there and lock in. How are you going to see the ball if you're worried about getting hit? You know what I'm saying? He's like, have I ever hit you? Nah, okay then. Mm-hmm. These guys are good at what they do, you know? I'm sure at some point he hit him, but,
sure.
You know, but you get the point. You know, he probably threw him a curve and hit him on purpose a little bit just to, you see, it didn't kill you?
Yeah. It doesn't hurt that bad. Don't be scared.
$500,000 and 36 cent was the Brandon McKay signing bonus. Let me ask you something, people. Would you enjoy sports more if you didn't know how much he just signed for? That was my next thought. Now I'm going to go a little butch. You know, like, butch, I'm giving you a hard time, but realism does creep in very fast once you start talking about, you know, things like this. Would you enjoy sports more if you didn't know how much money they make? Because yesterday we talked about the 3-on-3. We talked about the Ice Cube 3-on-3 Pro League, and it looked like people were out there caring. They were playing hard, and you didn't know how much money they were making for doing this. Because if you knew Allen Iverson was doing this, you'd say, oh, he's not trying hard. He already got his money. Like, that narrative creeps in so fast. There's two narratives that I want to ask you about this. 8150, 93.9. I mean, I have my takes on it, but I'm curious to hear public opinion. And speaking of public opinion, Brian Hall. Speaking of moving up in the world, Brian Hall. People, your boy Maybin, he doesn't mess around. I've been in this studio for quite some time. You know, I kind of jump back and forth between stations and, you know, I hear everybody and, hey, you know, hey, is there somebody on the text line? And what do they have to say on the text line and the text line and the text line? I say, hey, why don't your boy Maybin and Enos and Luke and Rummage and Hall, where's our text line? Done and done, people. The new text line, 38-31-93-9. Listen to me again. 38, 31, 93, 9 is the text line. You use that because you're too squeamish to get on the actual phone line. I get it. At some point, maybe I was too squeamish, but I listen. Sometimes I get riled up, and sometimes I just want to text. Why don't you just call? Because I'd rather text. It's 2017. It's okay to rather text than call if you're not, unless you're Rick Pitino. He don't play that. He don't play that text conversation stuff. But the point being, people, the 93.9 now has a text line, and that text line is 38 31 93.9. And I can read your text, and it saves you from talking my man Brian Hall's ear off. You people like to call in and talk my producer's ear off and not get on the microphone, and I'm not going for that anymore. So if you don't want Brian Hall to get yelled at, use the text line. You can't be talking to him on the phone. We got shows here. You know, we got to take care of people. People, 38 31 93.9 is the text line. Hi, Jason Anderson.
That's big time.
That's big time.
Now you can call us or text us.
Or text, right?
Or you can call in and listen to us.
And how can we do that, Brian?
I don't know. I believe there's a phone number that you can call that you
there
got.
There is a phone number that you can listen to without using your data. Right, Brian. Let them know we're having a show right now. Please keep it down in the hallway, professionals. Professional radio show hosts and professional interns. Point being, and it's as I speak,
there's an army of them,
right? Bro. And as I talk about professionals, my phone is sitting here going off.
Yeah,
Rummage, leave me alone.
There's an intern party out in the hall,
right? What are they doing out there? But people, let me turn off this phone, unlock it. Sorry about that. Well, there's an audio now number, and people, the audio, stop using your streaming. If you don't have unlimited streaming, you better save it. I know how bad you want to listen to Midday with Marcus Maven. I know your streaming data is valuable, people. 641-793-9401. 641-793-9401. Now, I give you those numbers. I'm going to tweet them out. I'm going to pin them to the top of my Twitter to make sure you know. So anytime you want to jump in, I might make a banner and background. So you just click on my page. Follow me at Maven 939, and you'll be able to get those numbers, those audio now numbers, the text line numbers. This is very important. I have to give you a better product through my Twitter. But now, people, you have, yes, finally. You're absolutely right. See what I'm saying? I can live interact. Uh-oh. I see you, text line, that number too. I'm not going to say that out loud.
Oh, but, you get a lot of them.
But I will be contacting you immediately after this show. Text number two. But again, people, 3831 939 is the text line. So I asked a question. I posed a question before I started talking about ways you can text into the show. Now, do you enjoy sports more not knowing the money they make? The reason I brought this, there's two parts of this. There's two parts to this question. 8150-939 is also another number. Because when you know how much these guys are making, you kind of superimpose your morals. If I made this much money, I wouldn't dive in the stands and risk breaking my arm. I wouldn't risk breaking my leg. My quality of life is more important than this money, right? So you lose a bit of intimacy with your athletes, with your professional sports. You lose appreciation for what LeBron and KD and, you know, all these, and Dirk Nowitzki, he's a 7-foot, you know, center/2 guard. You lose all your appreciation for all these legendary athletes, these quarterbacks, these, you know, Tom Brady. You know, you lose appreciation for all of them because you know how much money they make, and you can't even wrap your mind around how easy they spend $10,000 on a daily basis. So you feel detached. You know what else, Brian? If I'm Brandon McKay, you releasing my tax reports, you releasing what I just signed for, just ruined my personal relationships. Now, granted, Everybody already knew that I was going to be getting some money pretty soon. But damn, you won't put my number out on these streets, right?
Yeah.
I got friends. Now I have to navigate relationships. And I'm saying relationships with the plural, a little, you know, slickly, but you get the point. I got relationships with different people, different homeboys, different women, different family members, you know, all the things that muster up relationships. And you just told the world that I just hit for $7 million. In a signing bonus.
Yep.
So they can anybody that can read knows there was, you know, and I'm being facetious here, but basically there has been a one-time transfer of $7 million from your account to $7 million to my account, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jennery's maybe had a transfer on a smaller scale, right? But he had a transfer that you just knew it was a little different, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like his... The kid that I knew pre-bonus and post-bonus, he grew up a little bit. Let's just say that, right?
This is when Brennan McKay gets all the foundations. Hey, would you like to make a donation?
Right. But think about having to navigate if there was a one-time transfer of $7 million from outside of your account to inside of your account. Every relationship in particular is different. Everybody's opinion of you, your jokes become funnier, your mole on the tip of your nose becomes sexy, you know, that unibrow thing becomes your trademark.
Who you're referring to there?
No, just anybody. Oh, okay. Just all the insecurities that we had pre $7 million turn into, when insecurities become securities,
mm-hmm.
right? When your money. Keep my financial numbers off the boards. We're going to talk about a little bit more about this in detail. Quick commercial break. Midday with Marcus Maben. 8150. 93.9 is the number on 93.9 The Ville.
Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maben, delivered by Papa John's on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maben.
Welcome back. Midday with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. I feel like we were too braggadocious that last segment, that first segment. I think we were just feeling ourselves a little too much. People, if you want to let me rehash the show, because that's what professionals are supposed to do. Apparently, you know, people are driving in their cars, and I don't know if this is just a rumor, Brian, but do you know that there are some people who don't listen to the entire show?
That's crazy.
That's just absolutely nuts, right?
Can't believe you guys would do that.
So, in honor of those few people, I'm supposed to do something called resetting the show.
No.
And resetting the show is my man Brian Hall opened the show. He got a letter from the University of Louisville, straight from Tom Jurich, straight from Kenny Klein, an invitation as a media member, as the producer of Midday with Marcus Maben, to their golf scramble. Mom, we made it, top of the world. Brian was a little teary-eyed, people. Well, and I
made it.
And I was a proud.
You can say Papa.
No, I was going to say, might make it awkward. Proud Papa-ish, right?
Yeah.
That your participation, your partnership with Midday with Marcus Maben is starting to...
Means the show's recognized right now.
Starting to... No.
It's got by over 3 million listeners.
Don't be humble on this one, Brian. Say your job is being separated as... You are a contributor to what is University of Louisville. What is Louisville media,
mm-hmm.
right? Man,
I'm a media member.
Bro, make sure you get that one over to Brian Hall, and it had a personal signature on it.
Yeah, it's got a Tom Jurich signature. I might just cut that out and frame that part.
I know.
Frame the Tom Jurich autograph.
So people, the vibe is good. Again, the weather is good. And I'm telling you, like, you could not feel any better for what is becoming, like, I don't want to say conduit, but I was chastising people. People who are listening to the show right now and you're not outside with your kids, you're just messing it up. And it's not because I want you to enjoy the weather and enjoy the great outdoors. I mean, people, this is no Chamber of Commerce, you know, commercial or anything like that. You know why you're doing the wrong thing, people? The reason you're doing the wrong thing right now. Ryan, hit that, please.
Oh, yes, sorry.
I know that feels good. Mm. I mean, everybody just thinks money. Shout out to Mark Ebert. You know, most people, when you hear this, you think of, you know, New Jack City or something like that, you know, and Gerald LaVert. No, this is OJ's For the Love of Money. I mean, come on. Brandon McKay, $7,500,000 and 36 cent signing bonus. Your kid has the potential to be Brandon McKay. Brandon McKay will never find a girlfriend to love him for who he truly is, because he truly is a $7 million man from this point on and through history. I just think that mole in your nose is so cute, Brandon.
Good problem to have.
I mean, Brandon, you remember back in high school? Like, Brandon, I used to just think everybody hated you and they thought you were so ugly and your rosy cheeks. I always thought they were so cute. I was just too shy to tell you, Brandon. Brandon, the unibrow thing, I mean, it works for you. I mean, most guys can't pull it off. You know, like, you're just phenomenal. You're just gorgeous to me. Oh my God, every time I see you, I don't know what to do. I know, people, I'm sorry.
You're right.
$7
million,
man.
$7 million. You don't want to be next to a $7 million
man. Hey, you remember that time I bought you those shoelaces, Brandon? Those shoelaces were what you needed to continue your baseball career, Brandon. Hook your uncle up.
I missed my last car payment. Nice. Can you help me out? Can you help your brother out?
You know what? Brandon, I just got my car repo, my man. You know what you could do? There's this Maserati down the street at whatever car dealership that doesn't sponsor Midday with Marcus Maven yet. Why don't we have a car dealership sponsor? As
it's okay. You don't have to do the Maserati. I'll take the Cadillac.
Yeah, right. Hey,
it's okay.
Here's the Maserati, Brandon. But your uncle, he. Listen, I'm your uncle. You want your uncle riding in style, don't you? You know what? Your family reunions get bigger when you hit for $7 million. When
you're about to have the same problem. The Maven family reunion is going to be huge.
What do you mean about to? I lived it, Brian. I'm not just making this stuff up. The people in your family, the third or fourth cousin that wasn't sure if they were going to make the family reunion or not. Yeah.
Oh, he's there.
Yeah.
Oh, he's there.
That extended family, they start coming to the family reunion. We went from having 230 total signups at the family reunion to 700. How did my family get so big so fast? Brandon McKay, famous last words.
Good problem to have.
It's a great problem, to, problem have, to have. But I'm telling you, Brian, let me pull that down a little bit.
It's a new lifestyle.
Brian, I didn't get an opinion on this.
Oh, boy.
I need 8150-939 is the phone number, and 3831-939 is the text number now, people. Have at it. But I need to know, does knowing how much money these professional athletes make take away from your entertainment value, your commitment? You know, does it separate? Does it kill, you know, your ability? Because let's be honest. That's what separates college sports. I mean, the play is so much better professionally, right? That if all things being equal, you would watch the pros. Mm-hmm. But you'd be amazed. And especially in this market dominates draft, but not professional basketball. What do you think the difference is? Knowing how much money they make in the pros. And along with that, do you think that athletes should have the right to keep their money private? Like, why should I have to tell someone I ain't got it when they just read I got? You know what else I don't like when we're speaking to this? I don't like the fact that I lost my train of thought. Of course I don't like that. I don't like the fact that they don't say $7 million before taxes. Before taxes is a 40% hit on the money you actually put in your bank account, minus your finagling of the tax system, right? I mean, we might be able to get an 8% back or something, you know? Just if you really got some tax write-offs, if you really got some donation charities and you really know how to, you know, find the loopholes, you got good accountants and stuff like that, you can get about 8% back, right?
Mm-hmm.
But taxes on, thank God he's down in Florida because there's no property tax, right? So that's going to save him 12%, right? But people, the least you can do for me, if I'm Brandon McKay, the very least you can do, Jeff Greer, or
your favorite Twitter follower, or wanted to let you know it's Brendan. You know who I'm talking about. He had to call in to tell you.
He better not have called in. Did he call in? That's what the text line is for, player. Use the text line you want to talk smack. But don't change the channel. Point being, the least you can do for Brandon McKay is tell everybody that's before taxes. Because he's going to take a nice
He might
clear
$4 million of it.
Right. People, don't you think that makes a difference?
Yeah.
You know, just say he got $4 million. Maybe it does make a difference. Maybe it doesn't. But at least, I mean, nobody's going to feel sorry for you for your four instead of seven. But ouch, Keep the money if I can't get it. Like, don't even tell me seven. Like, I need the team to just take the taxes out before I get this check, right?
Yeah.
Let's just negotiate with pre or post tax money. Cause don't put this money on my piece of paper, and then let me see it go to Uncle Sam, right?
Yeah. Well, you asked that question about, you know, knowing what a player makes, does that affect how I watch a game?
Yes. And 81.50, 93.9, I'm interested to know, people publicly, what do you think? Does it change the way you view professional sports just knowing how much LeBron James makes?
I don't think necessarily, you know, when we're talking about Brendan McKay, it doesn't necessarily affect what I watch with Brendan McKay, because you look at some of these guys making $25 million a year. And I mean, in comparative form, $7 million is not a whole lot. But when you think about the big picture, there's a lot of people that I know that prefer to watch college athletics because they think that the guys are playing the game because they enjoy it and they're passionate about it. And they think that they lose that passion once they get to a professional rank and it becomes a job, which it is.
Right.
And
you could say they're playing for money. They're playing for future money.
Yeah. I mean, they're basically kind of an endorsement into their future. But it's something that I think that's why a lot of people get so psyched about, like, March Madness.
Right.
And, you know, the college football playoffs. And yeah, a lot of
front of the jersey, not back of the jersey stuff.
Yeah, when you look at a lot of sports fans, you know, when you say the NBA, they're like, I don't watch the NBA. I watch the NBA playoffs. I don't watch Major League Baseball. I watch the Major League Baseball playoffs. I don't really but football is where it's kind of changing, because now almost the fans are kind of getting that money sake because they get involved with fantasy football and they have something on the line, so they watch.
Yeah.
But
that's a different.
Yeah, that's like kind of a different animal, but it's a thing where I think that there's a lot of people who hold that opinion, that they would prefer to watch college kids because they think they're playing with passion and because of the love of the game, where I don't know, like you said, if that's really a legitimate argument, because those players that are really good are playing to make it to that next level, to make money. If I did, but the public records thing too, about where you can see how much a player makes,
right?
You know, There's public records in a lot of different businesses, but I don't know if it would affect it or not.
Now here's what I'm saying, people. When you talk about your finances going on public record, I mean, would you feel like there was a difference if your name was on corporation paperwork? Because once you become an LLC or a corporation, then you can start, you know, hiding your value and spreading your value out. But that first official number makes it more. You know what? There has to be some kind of system where you can protect your original money. You know, like maybe when a team starts doing the second contract, I mean, I think this has to be a collective bargaining conversation. The idea that you can go, you know, I'm in a relationship, I'm in a divorce, I'm in business negotiations. They can just look at how much money I make versus how much money you're gonna pay me. I've always been so uncomfortable. Again, there's a human element to it. And then there's like I said, I get the legal aspect. And let me tell you this. And again, this is statute of limitations kind of thing. It's always funny to me because allegedly, when you come from overseas and your overseas money is 100% tax-free, as long as you come back under the allotted amounts in your paychecks, it's tax-free, right? So that's one of the things about overseas money, that doubles the money immediately. Like, we're really talking about a 40% clip of taxes running out of your account. That's fascinating to me. Property tax, I knew Brandon McKay knew what he was doing when he said this Florida thing with no. He probably cut him some slack because of the property tax down there. But again, people, for the young guys, this idea came up to me. For the young guys, I would really, really like to see a system because, I mean, we all admit it. We say these guys aren't prepared to handle money. That was the reason of the 18-year-old NBA. It was the NBA.
30 for 30 broke.
The NBA, their decision, their negotiating, their public opinion fight over making kids stay in college. It wasn't about the development of the physical body. In the NFL, their argument of not letting kids go straight to the pros was they're not professionally ready. Their physical body, their physical, you know, abilities not ready for professional grown men. To do that in basketball, they said they're not ready to handle this much money. Now, yes, people, I'm not playing that game today. I'm not playing the baseball versus basketball versus what's different and why do they allow. That's not the discussion I'm having today. I'm just sticking to basketball and the idea that they're not ready to handle their money. And baseball, if you want to even say these are younger guys or just as young coming out of high school, straight out of high school, you have got to protect their financial records a little better. Now, you open them up to the worst of the worst accountants, agents, business scams, marketing scams, property, just any kind of, what am I thinking of, Brian? Apartments, renting, not just property, but the house.
State?
Yeah, just housing, the housing market.
Resident.
Just houses and land and stuff, like all those.
Residential areas.
All those scams that your people are getting attacked with, the moment Brandon McKay signs that thing, it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare to be. I listened to my boy give me conversation about people he met today and how many ideas get thrown at Jalen. And like I said, Jalen's a fourth rounder, right? Nice little bonus, right? But nothing near, and he gets bombarded on a daily basis with people just trying to separate him from his commas.
Our statistician broke it down for us how his contract will work. Our man Kelly Dickey.
Oh, I'm listening.
He tweeted at me and said, "Okay, so McKay's tax rate is 39.6% federal plus 1.45% Medicare plus 0.9% additional Medicare. As long as he became a Florida resident before signing the deal, he won't have the state income tax. Agents generally get at least 4%. That would leave Brendan McKay with about $3.9 million.
We're going to think on that for a second. That was so depressing. Midday with Marcus Mabry. I can't believe we ran up on a commercial break. People, I have to pay the bills sometimes. I have to be a professional sometimes. People, 38, 31, 93.9 is the text line. We're having a show. I'm enjoying reading these text lines after we have a show. It's kind of distracting, but it's really, really fun. 8150-939 is always the number. The audio now number, 641-793-9401. We're rolling right along. I think I'm going to have Rexy Karma. I don't know. We were back and forth yesterday. Maybe that transitions in today. But even still, we got to talk about some local news, some serious news. This was just my gushing over Brendan McKay. Give me a break. Midday, Marcus Mabry, 8150. 93.9 is the number on 939.